We love a little bit of drama around here. Secrets, affairs, backstabbing, betrayal. Prime Video has it all included, like the new history-bending love story, My Lady Jane, and the sexy romantic new movie, The Idea of You, starring Anne Hathaway. Or add on channels like Max for drama-filled favorites like HBO original, The White Lotus. Find your happy place. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents.
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Anybody else excited for the nice weather?
Oh, yeah. My gosh, so excited.
Now,
how nice are we talking?
What's your idea of nice weather?
Okay, so here it's getting into the 50s, I think.
Almost 60 today. This weekend.
Whoa. Oh, Saturday, 60 degrees. What? 58
yes.
degrees?
58? Yeah, something like that.
Nice.
Well, this is like the fall spring, right? This always happens in the middle of February. We get this pop, everyone gets happy, and then bam, we get annihilated again.
There's snow on Saturday night.
Shut up!
Yeah. How is that possible? How can it drop
it's
that
gonna
drastically?
Be like, it's going to be like 56 degrees on Saturday, and then all the way down to 30. And
oh,
it's supposed
shut.
To, it's now, like rain or snow.
Just pop our bubble right now. Asshole.
You know, I remember as a kid growing up in Erie, Pennsylvania, where we had snow one year that started in September, and we didn't see grass again until May. I remember that first day above 50 degrees. Oh. My brothers and I were outside fucking shorts and
tank
tops.
Right. Everybody's pale as anything in their tank tops and shorts on that first
Running around, muddy-ass backyard.
It's funny.
Not me. My mom always used, because I'd be like, it's 60. I can wear shorts when I lived in Ohio. And my mom would be like, that's what the white kids do.
You're going to be cold.
She was right.
Mom's right.
When I lived in South Florida, it was 80 all the time. So if it dropped in, if it was 60, I wore long pants. Where yesterday here, it's been really cold. And as far as, you know, Florida standards go, it's been in the 30s every single night. So yesterday it was going to be 58 and sunny. I wore shorts yesterday. I couldn't wait to get outside. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, times have changed. I'm like, you know what? When we see the sunshine, I'm happy.
Yep. The year I got married, I got married March 15th. The week before, we had a massive snowstorm. It was one of those crazy ones. Then the day I got married, it was 60 degrees. It was so wonderful. Yep. I'm like, this is great. But that's how weird the weather is around here.
You're right, though, Frog and Gandhi, about like the South Florida and Southern California thing. It gets below like 65, and you see all the women putting on their fur coats and their puffer jackets and their UGG boots.
I'm like,
I wonder if some of that is because they don't ever get to wear it. So
this
is going to be my opportunity. Not that they really feel they need it.
Of course it is. No,
that's what we did. It was more like fashion. Oh, I get to wear my puffer coat now and my earmuffs and my hat, and I get to walk around with a hat on all day because we have outside classes. It was great.
Frog, I know you don't need one, but do you own a winter jacket?
Yeah. I needed one the other. I mean, listen, it gets into the 20s here. We had a night 2 weeks ago. It was 26. So, I mean, it gets cold here. And then earlier this week, the highs were in the 40s and it was rainy. So, I mean, we have cold days and you do need
jackets. But wait, you did not own a jacket when we went to Alaska because you borrowed all your warm clothes when we went to Alaska.
Correct. I own a warmer jacket now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Gandhi. My dad lives in Tampa. Yes.
Yeah. Does your dad finally have a winter jacket?
Does he have a winter jacket? He came to Columbus. He went to Columbus to see my sister and everyone for Thanksgiving. And his mission was to buy a winter coat for when he returned to Tampa. And he ended up buying one, which is this giant Carhartt. And he was lamenting to me the other day that he can't wear it. I said, Dad, you took a Carhartt to the equator. What did you expect to do with that thing? It gets cold here. It's in the 40s, but he can't. It's too much for him. So,
speaking of being cold in Alaska, I still don't have any heat. So,
still
really,
yeah. That guy's coming tomorrow, so I had to change companies, but I got a good deal. So,
I don't want
to
be that customer service rep when Brony calls.
Now, are you
actually holding out for the heat an extra couple of days to save money? Could you have gotten back earlier in the week for a more expensive price?
No. I'm smart with my money, but I'm not that stupid. No, Friday's the earliest I could possibly get. I mean, these guys they're all booked up this time of year. So,
you don't have a supplemental heat source.
Well, so I have multi levels here. So the top, we put an addition on the house. The upper level, the bedroom level, has heat, but I can't do the podcast from up there. So I'm down here in the den where it's freezing.
How cold is it?
Half of my house.
So is everyone sleeping in the same room, like huddled up?
No,
so you can
no.
Stay
we have
warm?
We have. They all have their own bedrooms with heat. It's just the kitchen, dining room, living room, and this den area, and the basement where I podcast with Skiri. Oh, no heat. So I'm
how cold
freezing
is it?
Down
do you
here
know?
Right now.
Do you know how cold it is in there?
I'm afraid to check, but it feels like about 15 degrees, like 20 degrees.
That's cold.
It feels like. Yeah, yesterday I had a coat on. I'm trying not to
so
put
hold on.
A coat
so
on.
If you put a glass of water there, it would freeze? Is that cold?
That's how it feels. You know what? I have a. I'll check. I have a thing that I'll try to check.
Damn, the thermometer?
No, I have a thing that like little things float. It floats depending on the temperature, and it tells you it's not a thermometer. That's why I didn't use the word thermometer, smartass. It's some kind of weather tube that has floaty things in it, and where they float tells you the temperature.
Yeah, thermometer is it the little duck? Good job done too, though.
There's a little duck that does like
if I had a thermometer. Yes,
Rody
I walk around
that
with
guy
thermometer.
That you are never going to rip on him that he's not going to fucking defend
that's
himself.
Right.
He's like,
I think the word you're looking for is barometer, yeah. There, Brody.
It's not a barometer. I'm not checking barometric pressure. Again.
Brody tells time in a sundial.
But you're checking the temperature.
Right.
But that's not with a thermometer. But there's a ball in there that moves, like mercury would move in a thermometer,
it's not. Like colored, it's like colored floaty things.
Brody
it's
measures
not,
the shadow of the day
name,
and finds out what time it is.
Can you just look at the thermostat?
You use a house phone.
Doesn't the thermostat just tell you?
The thermostat is off because the furnace is off, Scott.
Right, but I mean, 99% of thermostats have a thermometer on it to tell you what the temperature is right there.
Froggy, are you okay?
Scary being an asshole is funny. I'm sorry. He's never. Here's why. The rest of us are assholes all the time. Scary's the one that's not. Scary is generally very nice and caring and doesn't want to be mean to people. But then when he turns it on, it's so rare that it just can't get over it.
Yes, but Froggy, nobody laughs harder at himself than he does.
Yeah. He makes me laugh, too. I mean, I was a dick to Scary earlier today, and he wasn't even mean to me about
right.
it. He was
that's
just
my point.
Like,
is that
you were the biggest dick. She did made a dick. She, dude, that was a dick move.
I will say that was a dick move. Yeah. But,
does anyone want to guess what she did?
But you did it first. I do remember
I did it first a week and a half ago. Does anybody
you
know
did
what
it
talking
about? Yeah, so she was saving it up. And as I always say, revenge is a dish best served cold, so I waited.
So what she did was, she gave away the fucking Wordle after I said, hey, I didn't do my I didn't do my Wordle today, and I'm pulling up the website.
She was so happy. Ooh,
and
I'm going to do my
Wordle. Oh, it's blah, 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 blah. I'm like, huh? I'm like, no.
But the best thing was Skiri's face, because Gandhi just blurted out the word, and then there was 3 seconds where Skiri's like, she's fucking with me.
Yeah.
And he kept working on it.
And then he realized.
And then
like,
I typed in that word,
did you
and
do
it was
it to her.
Yeah,
yeah, he did that to me.
A week and a half ago, back when Wordle was brand new, when it was just becoming
it's
a thing.
Been around,
it was
been around since November.
I gave it away on the air, unfortunately, and I didn't know it would piss so many people off. So I'm like, all right, from here on out, I'm going to treat Wordle like a spoiler alert. I'm not going to give it out. I'm just going to be quiet because so many people are into this thing. So we should know better now.
I did know better. I just really wanted to get you back. I told the listeners I would seek vengeance for all of them, for myself, for Nate, all of us. So now we're even now. I will not fuck up Wordle for you anymore. Truth.
I did fuck over a lot of people that day.
Okay. Well, let's pause this argument really quick. And anybody else pissed off at anybody?
Well, hold on. Brody's got his hand up. I think he went and got his temperature measuring device.
I did. So, okay. No. I turned back on the thermostat and I got a temperature. So let's go around the Zoom room and guess what my temperature is in this part of the house.
58.
Okay, Scott says 58.
47.
Okay.
I'm gonna go 56.
All right.
I don't think it's
ladies?
As cold as you think.
I think it's 60.
I think it's 62.
62? I'm gonna say 35.
Whoa.
No.
Okay.
Can't get that low.
I'm gonna go 50.
One of you 50. Ooh, one of you got it exactly right.
Oh.
Nate with 56.
Hot damn!
Good job, Nate.
By the way, that's what I keep it at in my house constantly, regardless if it's working.
Oh, you cheap bastard.
You're the worst. Oh, Nate. Well, maybe you'll all appreciate this. So this is my father in Tampa inside their home where they keep it at like 70, 72 degrees. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Taking a nap. Yeah. 72 degrees inside the house. That is how he's sleeping.
He looks like he's bobsledding.
Oh,
Oh my God, that so reminds me of my dad. My dad does the same thing. I show up and my parents are sitting in coats and stuff, and I'm like, why do you, it's freezing in the house. Because they don't want to turn on the heat.
They don't want to pay for it.
And the thermostat's down to 68 by their choice. I'm like, guys, just turn the fucking thing up to 75 and you can take off the mittens.
No, my dad does that. My dad will come over and he's got two pair of socks on. And he'll go, do you have a blanket I can wrap myself up in? I'm like, yeah. And he'll go, he always says this, it's a little airish in here. I'm like, if it's cold, just say it's cold.
Airish.
And then I asked my mom why she's in a slanket, and she goes, I don't know, ask your father.
He won't put the heat on. Your father, that's come what on. It always is. Your father won't put the heat on.
That's what Nate does. Nate said he controls the heat from his phone.
Hey,
and
I just
if
turned
Heather
that...
tries to go above 62, it's
hey,
over.
Man, I just turned that shit on eco mode. I'm like,
wait, do you remember Daddy's Home too?
Yeah.
Where in the middle of the night they're all sweating like crazy because one of the people's daughters came out and turned the thermostat, and all the men are gathered around the thermostat and they're like, this cannot happen. Oh. You need to take control right now. It was like, oh.
That happened in my house the other night. Heather turned God. It up 1 degree and I wake up and I had the sweat
sweating.
Thing.
Right. Yeah.
Like the sweat, the V-neck sweat.
1 degree.
1 degree. And I'm like, what did you do? She goes, it was 1 degree. I go, look at me, I'm sweating here. I had butt sweat, the V sweat.
I have a question.
You might want to have goodness. That checked out by a doctor.
Do anybody else's parents argue constantly?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mine
my
does.
Parents are the reason I will never get married. Okay, I tell them that all the time. Like,
oh
if this
God.
Is what that is, no.
I looked at my parents the other day and I go, was there ever a day you guys got along? Because I'm 40-some years old, 46, and I don't ever recall a time where they've like consistently like liked each other and gotten along. So I'm like, how did you guys get married? Because you don't ever get along.
How were you conceived? Not that you really want to know that.
Right.
But still, they had to. Like,
I don't think Danielle and Sheldon argue that much.
We definitely argue, but we're pretty
Danielle
good at going.
No?
Yeah.
Here's their argument. Our marriage is great. No, our marriage is fantastic. No, our marriage is great.
No, no.
Well, I mean, Frog, you're kind of on your way.
Frog. I didn't want to say, but
can we get
Caden
on the phone here real quick?
We at least get along. Like we do have days where we get along pretty good. It's just, you know, she does dumb things like buy
when you're in New York?
Tuna strainer. And I'm like, we don't need that.
We have days where, like, you know, or a couple days where he's worse than I am with holding a grudge. He won't talk to you for a couple of days. Like, I'm like a goldfish. Wow, everything's great.
Is that a British thing?
But he's like, well, my dad was like this. My parents didn't argue at all, practically, because my mom, once she said, I just know how to deal with your father. And then she would say, he forgets about it 5 minutes later. And then that's what would happen. They'd have an argument. He'd go in another room. He'd come in the room. And he would just forget what they argued about. Everything would be fine. I was like, that's awesome. So I try to do that as much as I can, although I get in trouble for it sometimes. So
because
they're like, Danielle, we need to talk about this. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you're the one who needs to apologize. You're like, this is over already.
Yeah.
Nate, you're right. Go ahead with what you were saying.
I think this is a guy thing when you just kind of like, you. I wouldn't say hold a grudge. I just haven't gotten over it yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But sometimes it's like, dude, it's 3 days later. Like, what?
Yeah, but maybe I haven't told you all the things you did wrong yet.
Yeah. I feel like
been
that might
notes.
Be the guy thing,
been
too.
Notes.
Like, women will talk about, okay, this is what upset me. This is why you upset me. Let's have a discussion. And guys are like, I don't want to talk about it. It's stressing me out. And then you just hold all that anger instead of actually trying to work it out and talk through maybe some uncomfortable emotions or
two
feelings.
Two strokes.
No. Stop it.
Unresolved arguments.
I want to make sure you're not going to do
it
again
not funny.
Before I'm going to get over it. Like, if you did something to piss me off, I want to make sure that it's not going to happen again before I'm just going to get over it. If you're just going to do the same shit again, then I'm not getting over it.
See, I believe if you say, I'm sorry, it should be over and nobody mentions it again. So that's it. If I say, yeah, you know what? I was wrong. I'm sorry. It would be great if everyone involved would just go, oh, okay. But it doesn't work that way.
That's how it works. No, it doesn't work that way.
I would like clean slate. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Oh, we're done.
No, they got to beat that dead horse, Brody. Sometimes that horse is not dead yet. You got to keep
it. No. Still life
my
in
problem.
You just said you beat the dead horse.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
See, my problem is that Sheldon is good at, he really is good at if something's bothering him, at least we talk about it. I'm the one who will keep it in the back of my mind and then bring it up 3 months later. And he's just like, what? Why is this coming up now? Like, I'm like, you're right. And I bring it up at the worst time. Like, we're arguing about something else, and I'll throw it in. And he's like, No.
Yep. That's expired.
Yeah, right. Exactly. No.
Yep, you women do the plunger argument. You bring up that old shit.
Women have that mental diary where they go, oh, yeah, remember February 2nd, 2021, when you were late?
At 3:56 a.m.?
Right. Yeah. I haven't been late for a dinner for a while. You were late six dinners ago.
At least it does.
Well, according to Froggy, you did it again. And 6 years later, Lisa, you did it.
I really made a huge screw up in our relationship back in 2001. I can tell you that shit still gets brought up every now and then. And I'm like, yep. You realize that was 21 years ago, right? Like, I haven't done it again since then. So
still.
Nope. The wound
is
fresh.
Never use the words, I've never done blank, because they will remember you did.
Mm-hmm.
So just go, I don't often, because that's at least safe.
All right.
As soon as you go, I've never done that. Really? Here's the three times you did.
And right. Let me write it down. I'll write it down next time.
Okay. Yeah. Raise your hand. This is the last question. Raise your hand if you think your spouse or significant other listening to this podcast will start an argument. Right here.
Hey.
All right.
100%.
Go say, hey, honey, don't listen to the podcast.
Which is only going to make them listen and then come at you like,
no,
well.
But, but my son Spencer watches it every day, so he'll go, Dad, did you see the podcast? This is going
to
happen.
I'll just keep listening to Lizzie all day, and then I wish she would listen to it.
All right. You're welcome. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Are you ready to elevate the way you dress? I know you're looking for styles, cuts, and fits that embrace you and your figure in every way. Well, you have to check out bostonproper.com. Look, it's the summer, and I want to wear some more, like, cute little flirty dresses this summer. Boston Proper has so many, and I cannot wait until they arrive. Boston Proper designs are unique and made to fit flawlessly, and you can shop all these looks at bostonproper.com and wear it like no one else.